man-made walls. Sadly, we hear a lot about walls these days. Walls of division and separation abound everywhere, in every facet of life. Often the very first thing people want to tell you is about their walls, their divisions with others. The only wall ordained by God between mankind was the barrier between Jew and Gentile, Israel and the nations. Paul called this division the middle wall of partition in Ephesians 2:14. The Concordant Version calls it the central wall of the barrier. Paul proclaimed that Christ Jesus has now broken down this barrier wall. Meanwhile, humanity perceives their own host of divisionary walls. Walls of religion, walls of denominations, walls of creeds, walls of ideology, walls of nationality, walls of race, educational barriers, social barriers, class barriers, political barriers, economic barriers. The continued efforts of the systems of this age are to draw us into these divisional barriers. We are constantly called on to join sides. However, there are no divinely ordained walls among humanity at this time. Man-made walls of division are not genuine. They're imagined. Having been given the ministry of reconciliation, we are not to be party to such estrangement and alienation. Rather, we have a divine calling to disregard these false, deceptive divisions and be living proclamations of the word of reconciliation. Refuse to build walls among humanity. Refuse to recognize the factious and fictitious barriers built by others. Live in divine light without walls, for He is our peace and has broken down the hostile dividing wall. That's Weymouth, Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 14.